Good morning. This is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Thursday, April 2nd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Werner Wealth Management and Uphill Pursuits. Winter's grip is strong. Mountain temperatures dropped to the single digits last night with a bitter east to northeast wind averaging 10 miles per hour and gusting to 30. Today morning, another 1 to 2 inches of snow fell before the storm ended. Today, skies will become partly cloudy. Temperatures will rise into the high 20s. Wind will shift to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. No snow is expected, just chilly temperatures and a biting east wind. Large snowstorm ended yesterday morning. Total snowfall was 14 to 20 inches that measured 1.5 to 2 inches of snow water equivalent, and it fell at a high intensity within 12 to 14 hours. This much snow falling created instability throughout our forecast area. Today, avalanches released naturally and a few were human triggered. In the Bridger Range, many slopes sloughed naturally. One solo skier triggered a large, loose snow avalanche that carried him through the trees. He was extremely lucky he wasn't injured or buried. A natural avalanche was also seen on Saddle Peak. And a snowmobiler got a slope to fracture, but not slide, on Buck Ridge in the northern Madison Range. Skiers above Quake Lake saw a couple natural avalanches in the new snow from wind loading, and skiers above Hebgen Lake experienced collapsing and poor stability test scores. All this activity occurred in the upper 2 to 3 feet of the snowpack on a weak interface of either an ice crust, free surface hoar, or small grained facets. It doesn't matter which, since they are all a similar depth and unstable. Dave and I found all three in the last week during field trips to Buck Ridge, Taylor Fork, and Lionhead. Yesterday we toured along the Bridger Ridge and could easily slough the new snow, which would travel far once it stepped down to the ice crust. In a few spots it broke as a soft slab, but did not propagate far. Stability tests are showing this weakness, so dig and test. But then one party kept to low angle slopes after getting poor test scores. There's been no new snow since yesterday morning, and last night's wind changed direction from west to east and lessened in speed. East wind is an unusual direction and will drift snow in unusual places. Overall, the avalanche danger is less than yesterday, but there's still a strong possibility of triggering slides, most notably on wind-loaded slopes or steep terrain that is not sloughed. Cracking, collapsing, and recent avalanche activity are bullseye information to avoid a slope, and we had all three in the last 24 hours. Do not let clearing skies and fresh powder give you a false sense the world is peachy, because it is not. For today, throughout our forecast area, the avalanche danger is rated moderate on all slopes. Sunshine may dampen the snow surface, but wet avalanche activity is unlikely given the cold air temperatures. Ending daily avalanche forecast this Sunday, April 5th, and we'll post general weather and avalanche bulletins every Monday and Friday through April. Continue to send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form online, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.